It's Chesterfield time from coast to coast. And Liggett and Myers Tobacco Company, makers of Chesterfield cigarettes, bring you the music of Hal Kemp and the songs of Alice Faye, Hollywood's brightest and loveliest star.
Thanks, Calden, and a Chesterfield cheerio to everyone.
What in the world are you doing with all those boxes, Miss Faye? Here, let me help you.
Thanks just the same, Calden, but they're all empty.
Hello, Alice. Gee, look at all those boxes. What you got? Presents?
Mm-mm. Not unless you like empty boxes, Hal.
Oh, that's a funny thing, bringing a radio station. I never saw anything like it. What are they for?
That's my secret, Hal. Now you go on and play.
Goodbye, Jonah.
Let me help you, will you?
You bet, Hal. You've all got to help. You're going to fill these boxes.
Why? What's going on?
Well, I'm giving a picnic next Monday.
Oh, I've got to work Monday.
But you can't work Monday. It's Labor Day.
Yeah, that's right. It is, isn't it?
It is, Mr. Kemp, but this is Friday, remember? And from coast to coast, it's Chesterfield time. And right now, the brilliant spotlight of stardom is focused on a lovely girl with wavy blonde hair and smiling blue eyes. Our Chesterfield girl, Miss Alice Faye, singing Roses in December.
Roses in December for you. Shall I take the stars from the blue? Or would you light the moon upon a platter? It doesn't matter, what can I do for you? If you'd like the spring in the fall, it would be no trouble at all. Give me your love, and I can make the most impossible things come true. Blue shadows never, sunshine forever, roses in December for you. How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses now sprinkled with dew. Roses in December for you. Shall I take the stars from the blue? Give me your love, and I can make the most impossible things come true. Never, sunshine forever, roses in December for you.
We honestly believe it's worth any smoker's while to try Chesterfields. So many men and women have found that Chesterfield is just the cigarette they've been hoping for, that it has just the qualities they want in a smoke. Chesterfield's refreshing mildness, better taste, and more pleasing aroma give more pleasure to millions. That's a mighty good sign they'll do the same for you. Skinny Ennis and the four Esquires give their okay to Miss Fay's picnic plans as they sing, "You Got Something There."
You've got something there. They advertise you've got something there. That frown so stormy, that smile so sunny, they're worth $1 million in anybody's money. And those come kissing lips, oh, you've got something there. I'm getting tipsy, so much do I care. And as for this young and foolish heart, you should be aware that you really got something there. Yes, you really got something there.
With those stars in your eyes, you've got something there. They advertise here, you've got something there. That frown so stormy, that smile so sunny, $1 million in anybody's money. And those come kiss me lips, rah-rah, rah-rah, you've got something there. I'm getting tipsy, so much do I care. And as for this young foolish heart, you should be aware that you've really got something there. Read-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Yes, really got something there.
I don't mean to be forward, Miss Fay, but I was talking to Sexy and Skinny and some of the boys, and I...
Yes, Carlton, what's the matter?
Well, they want to know if this is a picnic for just you and Hal, or...
Now, don't get things all mixed up, Carlton. Miss Fay is giving a picnic and not a convention.
That's right, Carlton. A nice, big family picnic for everybody on the program.
Yeah, man!
Quiet, please. I finally get a date with Alice, and... I have to take the whole doggone band and Carlton along with me.
Don't pay attention to Mr. Kemp, boys. Just play Harbor Lights.
Thank you.
From Anything Goes, one of the greatest successes in the history of the musical theater, Chesterfield's lovely singing star, Miss Alice Faye, has chosen Cole Porter's You're the Top.
Words poetic, I'm so pathetic. So pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Oh, thank you, Miss Faye. Allow us to say that you're wonderful, marvelous too. Your eyes, your lips are beautiful. We promise to be dutiful. If we're too bold, please tell us to stop.
No, you're the top. Oh, you're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo Salvi. You're cellophane. Oh, Hal, you're sublime.
Oh, Alice.
You're a turkey dinner.
What?
You're the time, fine thing, of the Derby winner. I'm the toy balloon that is fated soon to pop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Quite often, I run across smokers who have recently changed to Chesterfield. In their own way, they all tell me practically the same thing. They found Chesterfields just what we say they are. There is a difference in Chesterfield's refreshing mildness and better taste. There's more pleasure, more downright satisfaction. Chesterfields are mild, and yet they satisfy. Kemp plays You're My Desire. Bob Allen sings the romantic story.
Divine, and make them mine. forever. You're my desire. I'd gather stars from out of the blue and give them to you. There isn't a single thing I wouldn't do so that you'll know you're my desire. I only wish to live so I can give you all my love. You're my desire.
For my picnic. Carlton, now look, you're the first.
Okay.
Here's a box marked hard-boiled eggs. Fill it, bring it, and help eat it.
Well, that's good enough for me, Miss Fay.
Skinny Ennis, here's yours. Hot dogs.
Hot dog, lady.
Bob Allen, ham sandwiches. Nothing personal, Bob.
Come in, Hap.
Sexy doll.
Yes, ma'am.
Liquid refreshment.
Yes, ma'am.
Lemonade.
Yes, ma'am.
And now, Hal, here's what you're supposed to bring.
Well, Alice, this box is labeled ants.
Well, what's a picnic without ants?
And I'm bringing a tin of Chesterfields for every boy in the band.
Ah, that's swell, Miss Fay. You know, Chesterfields are milder and taste better because they're made of mild, ripe tobaccos. That's the reason for the greater pleasure that Chesterfields give smokers.
There you go again, Carlton, taking advantage of my picnic.
For the first time on the air, a Harold Mooney original composition, a Hal Kemp arrangement, Tantrum. From picnic mood to medley mood as Hal Kemp brings back musical memories of halcyon days on Broadway. My heart stood still and thou swell.
Thank you.
Theater lights are dimmed. The stage is flooded with a soft blue as the curtain rises on a woodland scene. We take you in fancy to our picnic at the end of a crowded, exciting day. Our hostess, Alice Faye, has slipped away from her guests and sits alone under a tree in welcome solitude.
Oh, it's been such a lovely day. Everybody's been so sweet and thoughtful. Almost as if they knew that someone, something was missing. Strange, isn't it? How could they know? They've never seen him. They don't know anything about him. I'm the only one that really knows about him. He's been here and he's gone away again. Oh, why did it have to be like this? Why couldn't he have been here always with me? We sat under this very tree together just last week. It seems years. I won't forget what he said. It may help make the days and weeks and months go faster. He said, look at those stars, darling. They're yours. Yours and mine. And best of all, we've won the right to be in love.
The stars that shine are yours and mine. The rainbows in the sky are yours and mine. The song of springtime, the lullaby of fall, the sunshine of summertime belongs to us all. The moon above is yours and mine. The right to fall in love is yours and mine. The hope of finding the dream our hearts design, all this is yours and mine. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The stars that shine are yours and mine. The rainbows in the sky are yours and mine. The song of springtime, the lullaby of fall, the sunshine of summertime belongs to us all. The moon above is yours and mine. The right to fall in love is yours and mine. The hope of finding the dream of design. All this is yours and mine.
What did you say you're going to bring to the picnic, Alice?
Chesterfield, Hal, and maybe Bob Taylor.
Oh.
Good night, Hal.
Oh.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Alice.
I bet you I wound up eating those ants.
Next Friday night at the same time, Chesterfield again brings you Miss Alice Faye and Hal Kemp and his music. In the meantime, don't miss our Wednesday program with Andre Kostolanitz and Frank Parker at 9 p.m. New York time. Miss Faye has appeared on this program through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox Film Corporation. Heard on tonight's program were Goodbye Jonah from Virginia and Yours and Mine from Broadway Melody of 1938. Carlton Cadell saying good night for Chesterfield. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is KNX, the Columbia Station, Los Angeles.